Ikimielin Kuntama stopped at the edge of the forest, in front of the Karila farm, an old cow barn that turned into Navetta Gallery Cafe. The door opens with a bang, and the fisherman steps out. That is the grand fisherman, he who catches the whitefish in Yerisjärvi and bakes it into a mouth-watering whitefish pie using his grandmother's secret recipe. Ikimieli begins to tell the tale of the first time the great fisherman ever went fishing in the distant Yerisjärvi. The fisherman came to Karila with Karila's youngest daughter, Leia. It was a strange, rugged landscape. The buildings gnawed by time, and the fells rose all around. The small, babbling river looked very modest compared to the larger waters the fisherman was accustomed to. But he had heard rumors of the great Lake Yeris, its huge one-eyed pike guardian, and the silver-sided whitefish that lived there. So he set off, with the late autumn weather already decorating the branches of the trees with a frosty, frozen lace, to head towards the great and mighty Lake Yeris. When he arrived, the lake was already covered with thick ice near its shore. As usual, he drilled holes through the ice, placed his net under it, and waited for a catch. When the fisherman went to check his nets, instead of a great whitefish, it was a completely torn fishing net that awaited him. From the traces, he saw the damage had not simply come from a large pike, but a gigantic one. The fisherman remembered the story of the one-eyed pike and realized that he had come as a visitor to a new lake with only his fishing gear and the goal of catching many fish. He had not sought the permission of the lake's guardian, the one-eyed pike. But how to now make peace with the mighty water guardian of Yerisjärvi? The fisherman recalled an old spell he had heard from his grandfather and dug out his own snacks from his backpack. Bread, dried reindeer meat, and a sweet bun. He dropped them into the holes in the ice and watched them sink into the abyss as he recited the spell, speaking directly to the great pike. For a moment, it was totally silent. The light of the day gradually turned into a blue twilight. Suddenly, water erupted from the opening, and the ice around it rumbled so strongly that the fisherman fled towards the shore, fearing the ice would break. Then, all became quiet again. Cautiously, the fisherman made his way back onto the ice and towards his backpack, which remained sitting near the ice hole. As he got closer, he saw a large whitefish laying on the edge of the opening. It was a message from the water guardian. His apology had been accepted. Just before dark, the fisherman had time to lower one net into the opening in the ice. When he checked it the next day, it was full of whitefish. According to the old tradition, he gave the water guardian the head of the largest whitefish. Since then, fish have been caught, as much as has been needed. For more than one's own need, one must not ask, or greed will make the water guardian angry. And for the catch, one always must remember to thank the water guardian, the great one-eyed pike.